Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Dixville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say all the welcome in listeners to our great radio stations like 98 Rock, California's rock station in beautiful Sacramento, California. Also our friends at 97.9 CPR Rocks in Biloxi, Mississippi. What happened? And Rock 105, Chattanooga's rock station in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The game is Big Dummy. And we've got Chris. Oh, no, Chris was one and done.
One and done.
For a brand new contestant and playing Big Dummy.
Hello, Robert. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Robert, are you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Sadly, Team Sober, because I'm working, but next few hours I will not.
Where are you working at, Robert?
FedEx.
Hey, man, thanks for that. Delivery, you guys got to be busy as hell, huh?
Oh, yeah, I still have about 35, 40 more deliveries.
What seems to be the more popular items these days?
Chewy boxes. Things. I hate those.
Chewy boxes?
Like dog food?
For your pet. Dog thing, yeah.
Is that
they
because
fit everything into one box, and they put like one piece of tape on it.
And it's like probably 100 pounds, because it's like dog food and stuff.
I have a box of Chewy sitting in front of my house right now.
Box of Chewy sounds delicious.
Have you been delivering? We got a hot stock tip from a delivery driver earlier today. I don't know, FedEx, UPS, Post, I don't know. But he just said, listen, ma'am, now that people might be returning to work, he has noticed a huge uptick in the amount of Spanx that he's been delivering. So he's like, you might want to invest in Spanx so people go back to work because everyone's fat.
This is very true. I've delivered a lot of those, too.
For real, man? And so look, the whole
that's
what the guy said earlier. No, he said, look, now that, not the threat of, but the distinct possibility of people returning to work, right? Everyone's been at home, just letting it go. He just said the fact that in a couple of weeks you might come back, he has noticed he's been delivering a lot more Spanx. That's why he's like, dude, buy stock in Spanx, because it's, you assume this is nationwide, right? Yeah.
Not in air fryers. All right, Robert, men's room poll in honor of your mom. Pick one for her and her sexy time night. Will it be Joe Exotic, Dog the Bounty Hunter, Nicolas Cage, or Dennis Rodman?
Going Dennis Rodman.
Dennis
really?
Rodman.
Wow. Why Dennis Rodman?
I think he's delivering a package.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Alright, I'm going with Dennis Rodman because the only athlete on there, Joe Exotic and Dog Bounty Hunter, are basically the same person.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
And look at Nicolas Cage. The last good thing he did was National Treasure 1, and that was how long ago?
But I was going to do one more good thing. Your mom.
He wishes.
You disagree, Tim?
He's like, oh, Nick Cage, no chance. Dennis Rodman, hook up with my mom. Like, I don't know.
You know you're going to go out for drinks.
At least I can get maybe something from the bowl, Dave.
Oh, yeah, herpes.
Yeah, exactly.
A venereal disease. Yes, I think you can get many things. All right, here is your question. What musician's song, Rock is Dead, is heard in the movie The Matrix?
I have no idea.
He's spooky.
Is it Marilyn Manson?
Yep. See, if it's spooky, it's either Rob Zombie or Marilyn Manson. And nobody else. Spooky Rock. Ooh. All right. Your question, what day of the week is Mardi Gras? It's an actual day of the week.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing would be like a... Because New Orleans, so they're weird. Probably like a Thursday?
Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday.
Tuesday, yep.
Ooh.
Fat okay. Tuesday.
So what a weird day.
Is Mardi Gras like the original birthday month?
It's my birthday month.
Yeah. And suddenly we have to celebrate your birthday almost. Mardi Gras is one day, but we kind of do it for about 3 weeks.
Look, man, they come up with an excuse to just party randomly for a month. I mean, I'm all in.
That's, you know what? That's a good
I mean, look, this is their cause. You know what I mean?
Like, sure.
Who else is doing that? Nobody.
Well, it's not random.
I know that, but I mean, like, you don't go to San Francisco and it's a month-long celebration ever. You know what I mean? Right. Like, to that extent, with parades and drinks and people understanding that maybe I won't show up to work tomorrow.
And New Orleans just said, you know what? This party's so good, man. Gonna do it all month long.
Yeah.
All month long. Now show me your boobies. I'll give you some beads.
You can just shut down the street there by writing, like, the mayor a letter and saying I want to have a parade, right?
They're like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here's your question. What two socialites starred on the TV show The Simple Life?
Oh, God, sad that I know this. What is it? Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie?
Listen, man, it's sad for all of us that we know that.
But we do.
We do. But and, like, and none of us are happy
but
to know
But they're not
that.
Really bothering us now. Neither one of them are intrusive. Neither one of them are bothering anybody.
But there's things I have to hold against them, which is... creating things like the whole Kardashian regime. Like, they were, to their credit, they're kind of the pioneers of, hey, if you ever just wanted to watch some completely vapid, dumb, pointless people on TV, and it sounds ridiculous, but that's huge business now, man. Without them, Kim Kardashian probably is not doing
what
she's doing.
Kim Kardashian worked for Paris Hilton.
Did she?
Yeah, she was like her assistant.
You gotta wonder, how does Kim Kardashian assist you in something? I can understand how Paris Hilton needs assistance, but I
double dating?
So, yeah, I mean...
Sure.
Coke doesn't do itself.
Socializing?
Assistant. I got you. Okay.
Game is Big Dummy. 844-999 Ola.
She's qualified.
Dummy!
Guess who it is, Ted?
James!
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Richie.
Hola! James, sober, not sober?
I'm sober. I'm working.
All right, James, what are you doing?
Stocking a beer shelf at the store.
All right, James! Thank you for that. Just read that in 9 days, based on what's going on in Mexico, that Mexico might run out of beer, which would be tragic. All right, James, our men's room poll in honor of Mom. Pick one for her in a little sexy time. Will it be Joe Exotic, Dog the Bounty Hunter, Nicolas Cage, or Dennis Rodman?
Y'all have some horrible polls in
the house. What are you talking about? It's for Mother's Day. These are celebrities. Yes, it is.
So who are you saying, James?
My mom's been married for 47 years. But if I had to pick one, I would say probably Nick Cage.
Nick Cage.
Yeah. I appreciate it. I'll take good care of her in the bedroom. I'll do it quick because we're running out of time.
A lot of people really think that impression is spot on. So I said, all day, give it to him. Give it to him.
You know what? I will say this. The more I read all the encouraging comments, the more inspired I am to continue.
Whoa. It's like I'm at the studio with Nick Cage.
I know, right? You close your eyes, you can't tell. People love it. All right. Here's your question.
Are they really loving it?
Absolutely love it.
Okay.
I would never lie to you about something as important as this.
It's like, I'm not reading these comments. I don't see any of this stuff coming in.
Did Nick Cage say he's Lady Gaga?
I love Lady Gaga. All right. Here's your question. Who played Matlock on the TV show of the same name?
Matlock!
Now you make me feel old. Andy Griffith.
See, that's the only reason this question existed is, how old are you? That's the game we just played, man. Right.
I bet a lot of your moms out there would love a little Andy Griffith. Oh, yeah, probably, right?
Honestly, my mom was a Tom Selleck guy.
Tom Selleck.
Everyone's mom was a Tom Selleck guy.
Okay. No Burt Reynolds?
I think they're probably burning.
Tom Selleck was just the only one that ever specifically got mentioned.
I think the difference was this. I think all the moms wanted to sleep with Burt Reynolds, but Burt Reynolds only had a movie like once a year. Tom Selleck arrived in their living room every week, so you got to listen to their loins talk about him.
Right. Yeah.
And by the way, moms, it is horrible. Like, your son is 7 or 8 years old. We understand that you have an attraction to this person on TV, but don't make sounds when we're watching, because we don't forget what we heard, and we can't unhear.
Mm-hmm.
So Magnum P.I. comes out, like, ew. It's like, oh, my God, man. Like, mm-hmm. I can't watch this with you.
And Rick still has a glass jaw.
Jesus.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Julie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Julie, welcome to the program. Welcome to Big Dummy. You on the team sober, not sober?
Fortunately, not sober.
All right, Julie. Good for you. What are you doing there?
Just sitting around.
You doing drinking a little Chardonnay?
No, I'm not much of a drinker.
You're a beer drinker?
No, I'm not a drinker.
What are you, stoned?
Oh, you're stoned.
Yes.
Okay, Julie, good for
weed,
you.
Weed, pills, what are we talking about?
Just weed.
Okay. All right, in honor of your mom, Julie, pick one for her to have sexy time with. Joe Exotic, Dog the Bounty Hunter, Nicolas Cage, or Dennis Rodman. Who do you think she'd appreciate a night with?
Well, if my mom was still here, it would be Nicolas Cage.
It would be Nick Cage. How about you personally, Julie? Do you have a preference on any of these guys?
Not really.
Okay.
Dennis Rodman, if anything.
All right, Dennis Rodman.
Well.
You like basketball players?
Never seen a 27-incher in person, have you?
Well, his nickname is the Worm, Julie.
We're going to have sex, and then I'm going to pass out and sweat on you.
I guess that's basically what it would be.
First, I'm going to take my nipple rings off.
And my nose ring and my nipple ring.
I'm going to chafe you with my nipple rings.
You can hang a shower curtain on my penis with all the rings on.
Probably does. Probably looks like one
I
of
mean,
those.
I mean, I'm telling you, that thing looks like you moved into a house and you have it under the curtain.
What is that called in the percussion thing? The chimes?
He plays yacht rock with his penis.
All right.
Things we're learning about celebrities. Because you can count that all of this is true. All right, here is your question. What college did Bill Gates drop out of?
Cool.
Think of all the money he saved.
I don't know, Harvard?
Yes, you got that right. Nice work, Julie. Very good. Okay, enjoy your Dennis Rodman. Our game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Leave the lip ring in.
Mm-hmm. How much do you think it costs to go to Harvard? Any of you guys know anybody ever went to Harvard? I knew one kid who went to Harvard growing up, but he was a scholarship tennis guy.
I mean, I've met people that have gone, but they weren't my age, you know what I mean?
I played soccer with somebody that actually went to Harvard.
Is he, like, smart?
It's a woman, you sexist.
Uh-huh.
Miles.
She smart?
You are not woke.
Yeah, she's a genius. She's in Mensa.
Is she rich?
I don't know.
I just figure if you go to Harvard, you're going to be rich.
Yeah, I don't think she grew up rich. I don't know. Honestly, like, we play soccer. I don't know what
she's
about her
personal
life.
Rich.
Rich or connected.
Are you rich?
You are one of these two things.
You go to Harvard, you rich? Can you give me a sweatshirt that I can wear? That's all the important questions. All right, more Big Dummy coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Hola, Steve. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Skyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Skyler, are you there?
I'm here. Hello. Hola.
Hola. Sober, not sober?
Sober.
All right, Skyler, welcome to the show. Okay, we're doing it for Mom for Mother's Day. In honor of Mom, pick one for her in sexy time. Will it be with Joe Exotic, Dog the Bounty Hunter, Nicolas Cage, or Dennis Rodman?
See, I've thought about that, and I think she would have sex best with Joe Exotic. But if I hook her up with the other guy.
Who, Dog?
No, the other one.
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. Maybe I can convince him that we can go party together after they've had sex. So... And
I kind of like where your head is at, but
I kind of need a shower.
Hey, to be honest with you, Skyler, we were outside talking about Dennis Rodman, the fact that he's had his penis broke three times during relations. That thing can't be straight.
It probably looks like the logo for the Arm & Hammer brand.
I mean, look at a lineman who broke his finger three times. You know what I mean? Like, the thing's all jetted out. It's all curved.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it looks like the letter L.
And if you broke it three different times, there's no way.
No.
That thing is straight anymore.
It looks like a snorkel.
Yeah, exactly. It looks like the end of an umbrella.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like a candy cane or something. Something weird's going on.
I don't think that would stop him. So but I think it'd be insane.
So it might make him better.
Skyler, are you going to go Joe Exotic or Dennis Rodman then?
I gotta go Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic,
all right. Happy Mother's Day. All right, here is your question. What is the capital of Greenland?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I realize I had absolutely zero freaking idea.
I don't think I can name a town in Greenland.
I can now, only because I discovered this today.
I agree with Miles. I don't think I can name anything in Greenland.
I'll even give you, it starts with the letter N. U.
Nuts.
U.
N-U?
K. N-U-U-K. It's like nuke.
Nuke. All right.
I'm looking to visit Greenland.
That's the highest populated town?
I don't know if it's highest populated, but it's the capital.
What else could it be?
Welcome to Nyuk.
I wonder how many people live there.
Eight.
I've never heard anyone say, like, I'm from Greenland.
No.
Ever. Like, in the history of, like, any documentary, anything.
All right, so Greenland is one. Tasmania is the other, but I actually met a dude from Tasmania last year in the blue, and I felt bad because I started asking him all these questions. What's it like there? It's like, I mean, it's like, it's just a place, man. Relax. I'm like, but I thought it was just animals.
It is the capital and the largest city.
How many people live there? Nook Greenland.
Yuck. Over my head.
Well, there's only 56,000 people in the whole country.
Okay. So not many. All right. Here's your question. On The Simpsons, what is the name of the frozen drink sold at Quickie Mart?
The person who sold at Quickie Mart?
No, what's the name of the frozen drink that everyone gets at Quickie Mart?
So, like, 7-Eleven has a Slurpee.
Right.
I don't know either.
I believe it's a squishy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's a Joe Exotic. Let me explain your mom's butt after Mother's Day.
Squishy.
When I was a kid, there was a large argument between the people that liked Slurpees.
Slushies and Slurpees.
And then remember the Icy's?
Yeah, Icy. Who did the Icy's? Was that Heinz or something?
Heinz, and I used to get them at Kmart.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Jesus. I do remember that.
Sometimes when I tell these stories, I feel broker than I thought we were.
No, you were broke and you're old. That's the two things you figure out when you share these stories.
Then when we left, Mom would let me ride the electric horse for a quarter.
We had the RC Cola. We couldn't afford the regular brand.
My father loved RC. Now, as a kid, I didn't.
Oh, man, what are you talking about, Skyler? We had, like, Big K Cola.
Pepsi makes that stuff.
I know, but no, it was terrible. Not the ones that I had growing up. They might have eventually bought it, but I'm pretty sure I got the crap.
Anything that came in a 3-liter wasn't that good.
No, right.
Here's more of it. Get it out of our friggin' factory.
The only reason the Faygo still exists is because of...
Juggalos.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're keeping people employed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's your question. According to the Simon and Garfunkel song, who loves Mrs. Robinson more than she will know? Yeah, that's what I did.
He's a Jewish guy.
I can sing this song, but I can only sing, "Hey, Mrs. Robinson."
That's just about as far as most people.
No, I got it. It's Jesus.
Yeah. That is it. Correct. Very good. Nice work.
Now, to be fair, They never specify if it's Jesus Christ or maybe a baseball player from the Dominican, right?
Yeah. They left the last Joe name. DiMaggio was included in the lyrics, but he wasn't the one that misses it.
What did Joe DiMaggio? I remember his name, Pop. He didn't love her, did he?
No, he's sad because, like, Jumpin' Joe's gone away. Mm-hmm. Hey, hey, hey.
Well, maybe disturbed.
Well, and Jesus loves her more than she knows, but Jesus loved whores.
Wow, Jesus loved took it down on whores.
Whores. Mary Magdalene was a whore.
Oh, really?
Or a prostitute, a woman of ill repute. I mean,
sorry. At the time, I believe she was called a hua. But given the crowd,
what would Nick Cage call her?
She's a whore. But I don't care. I love her like Mrs. Robinson.
Golly. Game is big dummy. 844-999. Hold up.
People still loving the Nick Cage.
Oh,
keep
man.
The love.
Can you do anything from Raising Arizona?
No, Miles. It goes a little too back in my repertoire.
Oh, that was like, that was one of your best roles.
That's why I can't do it. It was good.
You didn't do it. Come on, man. Do it. Do it.
I don't have anything. This is back on my hair.
I'll take these Huggies and whatever cash you got.
You don't even sound like me. That was horrible. So terrible. Try it again.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Aaron, are you playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Big Dummy.
Hello, Aaron.
And he's gone.
Boy, that was kind of anticlimactic.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's check in with Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jeremy, sober, not sober?
Sober.
All right, welcome to the show, Jeremy.
Hello. Thank you.
Okay, men's room poll in honor of your mom, who we all know here personally. Pick one for her in sexy time.
Hey, wait a minute.
Will it be with Joe Exotic, Dog the Bounty Hunter, Nicolas Cage, or Dennis Rodman?
That's from last Mother's Day. Nothing to worry about.
I want to go Dennis Rodman because it'd be cool for my mom to sleep with a member of the NWO. But oh, I got to go Joe Exotic because they both would hate it, and that's hilarious to me.
You think they're
hilarious? Jeremy.
Once again, men's room colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother
Jesus,
and please keep those Press words it. In mind when calling. Press. Now back to the program.
Shoo-wee.
I mean, we understand.
Potty.
I didn't swear. What word did you guys hear?
I thought we heard the F word.
No, I said he's not going to want to have sex with my mom. I didn't say the F word.
I think what did you I? Said was, yeah, it came out. Man, he wouldn't have to want to have sex with my mom. It was just casual.
Yeah.
Honestly,
it just slipped in.
Very subtle.
I'm pretty sure I didn't, but okay.
Yeah, no, look, we're all guilty of this.
Trust
I slipped in an S-bomb the other day. Would you slip in an F-bomb? Or
I don't remember. Same thing.
Yeah, it's just
we're
like,
just talking.
Oh, no.
Oops.
I said he isn't going to want to have sex with my mom. But whatever. Let's move on. Moving on. Sorry.
Depends what your mom looks like. All right, here is your question.
We're bringing pizza.
Are we going to review the tape?
You sound like I said something so much worse.
Hey, Mike. Mike, can you review the tape on Jeremy?
Please, Mike.
Yeah.
Please, God,
please,
Mike.
Please, man, I wouldn't do that to you guys.
It's expensive fine, Jeremy.
Hey, thrilled. Me and my lady friend went shopping for an air fryer.
All right, what did you get?
We actually couldn't find one that she thought was good enough. So
what is her problem?
And she settled for you.
Yeah, I mean, already.
I mean, come on.
I'm the guy who swears on the radio. She loves me.
How much money was she willing to spend?
She's actually willing to go up to $200.
All right, they're fine, man. I mean, you can get one for like $100. Tell her to chill the hell out, man. For $200, you can get a fantastic air fryer.
Hey, Jeremy, do not tell her to chill out.
Okay, you're right. Don't tell her to calm down.
Right, none of that.
Say,
please.
Hey, baby, I've given this a lot of thought, and you're right. Start with that. But I heard that we can get a really nice one for $200 or less.
You can. And I'm pretty sure at that level, right, you can get a rotisserie in it.
I know. I found out about the rotisserie
joint. Yeah.
All right, here's a question. What crop is attacked by the Colorado beetle? And it's not weed. That would just be too obvious.
Is it tobacco plants?
Not a bad guess. If I said it should be called the Idaho beetle.
Oh, potatoes. They go down the ground. Or they just eat the leaves on the floor.
I don't know what they do. I don't know why the Colorado beetle. All right, your question.
Colorado beetle's got a Grateful Dead sticker on it.
wearing a puka shell necklace. That's what you can tell him from other people.
Man, you got any shrooms?
What chemical element has been added to table salt since 1924 to help prevent goiter?
No clue.
Phosphate?
You'll know it when you hear iodine.
Iodine.
Right.
Iodine's a weird thing.
That was the first
thing
that sprung to mind, but I assumed it was wrong.
Yeah, I guess goiter, something you're, what's the main gland that people always say?
Pituitary?
Not that one. Thyroid.
Thyroid.
It makes your thyroid crazy.
Oh, is that when people have, like, the eyes that pop out of their head and stuff?
We have, the thing about your thyroid going crazy, it seems like any one of 15 different things can go wrong. So sometimes you see people and their legs look like,
it can make your hair fall out, it can make you gain or lose weight, make you more tired, it can control your mood, it does all sorts of fun stuff.
You know a lot
not
about
that Robin
this.
Would know.
Yeah, exactly.
You goitery ass.
That's true.
In fact, Miles, the woman who often sits on the sofa downstairs and we can't believe she still comes into work.
Right.
Thyroid. All right, here's your question.
Marty.
What pop star performed the Bond song Die Another Day?
Was it Adele?
No. It was a female artist.
I can't remember.
But considerably less talent than Adele, as far as singing goes.
Oh, is it the woman, the rehab lady that passed away?
No, Amy Winehouse.
She was real talented.
Madonna.
Oh.
Madonna.
Oh.
Yeah.
Madonna's now claiming that she's the first person on planet Earth to get COVID-19.
Speaking of Madonna, Ted, I think Mary Magdalene would be a sex worker these days. We don't use the word whore.
You're right.
Well, you use the F word on the air.
Mike, what's the word on that?
He's checking.
Oh, Mike says you cursed.
You cursed?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
all right.
Jeremy, I'm telling you, stupid. That's why we were all like, Jeremy. But you just said it.
Wow.
So casual.
It's like if we were just at the bar talking.
Mm-hmm.
Right, for everybody else listening, fair, like, we know him.
Right.
So it's like, we know Jeremy.
When you get relaxed, that's when it happens.
Sorry, guys.
Thrills Nick Cage sounds like Napoleon Dynamite.
You know what? They're not wrong. You are not wrong. That means they love it, Miles. They love me. I can feel it.
Okay.
Come on here.
Go make one of these quesadillas.
All right, Jim. Here's your question. What is the first day of Lent called?
Oh, Ash Wednesday.
Boom.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. Get the damn air fryer for $200, man. You can get a perfectly, absolutely remarkable.
Is the air fryer going to be used coming up with the head chef today? Is that what's going on?
Is there an air fryer here?
I don't know. Is there no? Okay. It's something weird. Have delicious fried foods. I just didn't know. I thought you were bringing yours in.
I'm not bringing mine in for you. Okay. You have been poo-pooing on my air fryer since I got it, man.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999 Ola.
And I mean that literally, everyone. He's been pooping.
It makes that taste great.
Oh, it's
on
Friday.
10 minutes on 375, dusted in some powdered sugar.
I didn't even care. Hello, Rhodey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Rhodey, sober, not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Rhodey. Welcome to the show. All right, our men's room poll.
I'm waiting in line to get a COVID test.
Are you really?
I knew that in advance. Somebody texted us and said, hey, man, you might have Rhodey on hold. He's waiting to get a COVID test.
How long have you been waiting?
Oh, I just got to drive down the road to my appointment.
Okay. Do you think you've been exposed, or you just want to know for good measure?
Well, I had a fever at work, and they sent me home, and I can't go back, so I get the test.
All right. Well, listen, before you go and get the COVID test, did you try playing more cowbell?
Always.
Okay.
All right, Rhodey. Men's room poll. You're going to hook up mom. Pick one for her in sexy time. Will it be with Joe Exotic, Dog the Bounty Hunter, Nicolas Cage, or Dennis Rodman?
She'd go for Dog.
She'd go for Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
You say this with certainty. Is that, has she mentioned that she finds him attractive, or have you known her to like men that resemble whatever it is we want to say he resembles?
I'm from the and he's got a mullet, so.
Say no more. Say no more, brother.
All right. See, it's a mullet, Ted.
I like some people use the area code. I like them to say, man, I'm from the All right, here's your question. Mercury is the closest planet to the sun, but what planet is the hottest planet in the solar system?
Uranus.
Venus.
It is Venus.
Y'all said to always go Uranus.
It's so gassy. Think about it, like it's one giant hot fart. Really is.
Yeah, basically, it's sulfur.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you'd smell it like an egg one. You know what I mean? Like, if you're flying into Venus, it'd smell like a big egg fart.
You know, that's true, man. Like, pretty much anywhere you went on the planet, assuming you didn't just evaporate, but if you could smell Venus, you would not be happy that you smelled Venus.
No, it's terrible.
Yeah, but you'd be very happy if you smelled Uranus. All right. Your next question. Multiple choice. Now, a woman named Bonnie Erickson, she created Miss Piggy, not Jim Henson. She created Miss Piggy. Who else did she create? What other sports mascot was it? The Philly Fanatic, the San Diego Chicken, Steely McBeam, that's the Pittsburgh Steelers mascot, or Squatch, formerly of the Seattle Supersonics. So the woman who invented Miss Piggy, she also created one of the following. The Philly Fanatic, San Diego Chicken, Steely McBeam, or Squatch.
I'm going chicken.
I'm going Philly Fanatic.
It is, in fact, the Philly Fanatic.
Oh. I thought it was Steely McBeam.
Have you seen him?
I didn't know they had a mascot.
Yeah, trust me, I went to mascots today. He doesn't like anything like that.
Oh, look at that. Oh, man. Oh, you are magical on that wheel, ain't you? Unbelievable, Rhodey. You just got the big dummy daily audio double. Wow, that's a big deal.
That is huge.
I mean, in case you test positive for COVID, of course, that's a bigger deal. But this is a big deal.
So hopefully this will be the biggest deal of your day.
Yeah.
All right. So the band The Clash, they formed back in 1976, key player in the original wave of British punk rock. Now, in 1982, they released their biggest song, Rock the Casbah. Great song, been around for 38 years, no one knows what the hell they're saying. So I'm going to play you a little snippet of the song Rock the Casbah from The Clash. You tell me what the hell it is they're saying. You have to let that rock and roll. The oil down the desert. I feel like you're talking to the drunk dude at the end of the night at the bar, and you're just trying to get him into his Uber. Like, please, please just get an Uber.
One more time.
You have to let that rock and
roll. The oil down the desert way. Okay, what do you think, Rhodey?
Sorry. He's got to guess first.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
I have no idea. It sounds like the drunk dude that you're trying to get into the Uber.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, dude, please just get in your Uber and go.
I think I have the first one.
All right, what do you got there, Ted?
You have to let that reggae drop.
Close.
Raga.
But, yeah, I'll give you
that. Raga.
All right. I don't know the second line.
All right, play it again. You have to let that raga drop.
The oil down the desert way. The oil down desert way?
The oil down the desert way.
Got to shake it to the top.
Yeah. So the song basically.
It's an oil well, right?
What was it?
It's all about the Middle East, you see.
Was it Iran, I believe? Like the Shah of Iran, he got rid of disco, okay? Now, disco was huge at the time, so this song is about people in Iran getting down with good music in spite of the Shah. So any lyrics you might hear in the song refer to something like that. Mm-hmm. And if we land on it again, we'll learn so much more.
Question number four, Rhodey.
By the way, Rhodey, I should share this with you. My Nicolas Cage, it's taken over the country. Someone just said, Thrill, you are a national treasure. Well, thank you.
I think your best is Captain Crunch, though, man.
Oh, I think my Nicolas Cage outdoes the Captain
Crunch. Captain Crunch isn't that accurate. That Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah, spot on.
It really is. I called Nicolas Cage's phone once. He thought he was talking to himself.
Mm-hmm.
What movie is this?
Doesn't he use it?
Nick, it's me, Nick. All right, here's your question. The first escalator was an amusement park ride. Think about that. So the first escalator was an amusement park ride at what New York-based amusement park?
Is it the real popular one?
Yep, or famous.
Do they have hot dogs?
Mm-hmm.
Man. Is it one out on a pier somewhere? I don't know.
Come on, man. Famous.
I don't know the name of it.
He doesn't know the name, Ted.
It's on an island. Kinda.
Tony Island.
There you go. Very good. More of Big Dummy coming up. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Head Chef coming up, 10 sweet potatoes as a food you did not know that you can enjoy at home. Head Chef on the way right after the game, known as Big Dummy. Speaking of, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Hola.
Aaron's back. Aaron, sober, not sober.
Man, I've been on hold for 45 minutes. I'm not sober.
All right, Aaron. What are you doing? Enjoying some beverages?
Yeah, a little that, you know, smoking some of the, what do I got? I got some Jack Herrera here. It's pretty nice.
Oh, that's one of the original strains from back in the day.
Yeah.
All right, men's room poll. In honor of Mom, Aaron, where are you going to go for her to have sexy time? Joe Exotic, Dog the Bounty Hunter, Nicolas Cage, or Dennis Rodman?
Since it's Mother's Day, I got to pick who she picks. So let's go Nick Cage.
Nick Cage it is. Nick Cage.
Awesome news.
Awesome.
Awesome news.
I'm going to quote all my movies to her and say, hey, I want to see your Valley Girl. We're going to honeymoon in Vegas. Then we'll be leaving Las Vegas. It could happen to you.
Jesus.
I tell you, my 8-millimeter
penis.
That
is a damn good thrill.
You think it's spot on. You think it's great? Yeah, I do too, Aaron. I can't wait for
more. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, really.
It's good stuff. Yeah. And by the way, to everyone listening, you're welcome. All right, here's your question. Multiple choice. What beer also has the oldest logo in the world? Is it Guinness, Stella, Heineken, or Chang?
I think it's Guinness, right?
That's what I thought.
Stella.
It is Stella Artois.
Stella?
1366. Same logo.
That's terrible. I wish it was Guinness.
Artois sounds dirty, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah.
I
want to see your mother's Artois tonight. You can't get mad because you don't know what it is.
Tasty Artois.
She has a tasty Artois.
Oh.
Yeah.
So dirty.
Yeah. But the accent, spot on.
It is spot on.
Spot on.
Thank you.
Spot on.
All right. What Asian country, quote unquote, invented methamphetamine in 1919?
Methamphetamine.
1919.
Let's see. I'm gonna go India.
Ooh, that's not a bad guess.
Japan.
Japan.
Wait. Were they the hookup to the Nazis?
They gave us sushi and methamphetamine.
That's why I live in Vegas.
And I love them, both of those.
Step all night.
I don't eat much, but when I do,
it's kind of hard to eat on meth, so sushi goes down easy.
All right, the question. 60%, 60% of the world's geysers are in what country?
What country? Geysers.
I'm going to show your mom my geyser on Sunday.
Geyser.
Don't we have the only ones I know are in the U.S. So
yeah.
By the way, 60% aren't just in the U.S. 60% of the world's geysers are in Yellowstone.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So any other geysers outside of there add.
So we got that in tornadoes, basically.
Yeah. I mean,
have you ever heard of a tornado hit another country?
Ever?
I mean, it was abnormal.
But
like, we have like seasons of them.
We have seasons, but that's why, you know, when you live someplace, nothing's exotic, right? So it just is what it is. But if you're from another country, we talk about middle America, like, oh, yeah, man, it's Tornado Alley. Keep in mind, they don't get tornadoes. And tornadoes are remarkably destructive. People think we are insane.
So we get haboobs, and we get earthquakes, and we get hurricanes.
But our haboobs aren't quite as bad. Like, we have A-cup haboobs compared to some
like
of the D-cup haboobs.
New Mexico get a haboob, but yeah.
Well, we still get a cup.
I mean, there's only the coastal areas get hurricanes, so it's like.
But even then, only one part
middle
of the
America
coast
gets the tornadoes.
It doesn't matter.
The earthquakes.
Do you want earthquakes? Do you want tornadoes? Do you want hurricanes? Or do you want
hurricanes? Hurricane, no, because of the water damage.
Sure.
Tornado, no, because of the wind damage.
I'd take blizzard.
I'm going to go haboob because I think it would do really good things for my skin. It'd be like a complete exfoliation process.
Can't take a haboob.
No. And I've told you this 1,000 times. As somebody that's been in a sandstorm the last hours on end, you do not want to be in a sandstorm.
Really?
It's a sandstorm on Haboo.
Was that your first mask experience?
Yeah, right. That's how I know.
Did that get you ready for COVID-19 just when you're in the desert and sandstorm?
Yeah. Exactly. Seriously.
I mean, you look like your scarf looks like something from, I don't know, like one movie.
Like Mad Max.
Yeah. It's an Israeli tactical scarf.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. I know you always call it that.
That's what they're called. But I went online, you learn how to tie them up.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
But yeah, seriously, man, those sandstorms are all, you can't see anything.
And how long does it last?
Depends on the storm.
I mean, like, but the one
this year at Burning Man, we had one that lasted like maybe half an hour.
All right.
But 2014, the first year I went, we had a day where it just lasted all day.
What do you do?
Well, you figure out a way to entertain yourself.
Drugs. Okay. But I mean, do you shelter together?
You can't go outside. That would be a problem for me.
The first year we went, we were too dumb to know that. So I still rode around, and then
in a sandstorm?
Yeah. And then I got lost, and luckily I got rescued by some Kiwis. And they were, I mean, it's such a weird story, but imagine being on your bike, you can't see anything, you just say, hey, mate. Okay. And I like go over there, and it's a bunch of people from New Zealand, and right. They have like a full bar with fans going and stuff. And I was like, great.
So how long did you hang out?
I popped in there. I hung out for like, I don't know, probably like 2 or 3 hours with them.
You have to, right?
They were just excited. And I never found them again. My buddy Cobb still thinks I'm lying about them.
Yeah, New Zealanders in the desert.
Game is a Big Dummy 844-999. Ola, who's our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Jeremiah. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello? Hola.
Hola, liquor and whores.
Yeah. Liquor and whores.
Jeremiah, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, welcome to the show. You working, Jeremiah?
Yes, I am. That is why I am sober.
Where are you working?
Just over in the Seattle area, northern Seattle. Working with hydraulic equipment and things like that.
Okay. You might be at the end of my driveway.
Very cool. All right, Jeremiah, men's room poll. In honor of your mom and Mother's Day, you got to pick one for her at a little sexy time.
Truly in honor of her.
Will she be with Joe Exotic, Dog the Bounty Hunter, Nicolas Cage, or Dennis Rodman?
Man, I have to do my mom some dignity and go with Nicolas Cage just because he's been on the forefront of the movie line.
I'll be very dignified with your mom.
No, he hasn't. And you won't be dignified.
I'm going to have so much sex. You know what? I'll sex with your mom first.
I'm giving her celebrity, but that doesn't matter. That's dignified, right?
Your mom thanks you in advance.
All right, more Big Dummy coming up. 844-999-OLA.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.